There are probably more myths about management than we could possibly begin to count. Everywhere I go to talk to leaders around the world, I hear themes and things that people believe in as though they're absolutely the pronounced, etched in stone truth. And I think, where did these myths come from? How did they get etched in stone? And there's one in particular that I want to talk about, which is this myth that leaders should have the answer to everything, and that that's why they're paid, and that's why they're in the places that they're in. And this is absolutely rubbish. Leaders are not supposed to have the answers. Leaders are supposed to be able to facilitate the answer process. They're supposed to stimulate thinking. They're supposed to find out truths, and they're supposed to expand knowledge, not just for themselves, but the people who work for them. And that means that they have to give up this notion, first and foremost, that as a leader, as a manager, I'm the one that's being paid to have the answer. Let go of this, and let go of this belief, because it will get in your way. If you go into a meeting or an interaction or a one-on-one thinking that you have to be the one that have the, that has the answer for everything, you're going to be able to shut yourself off. You're going to actually do that in ways that hurt your management capability rather than help it. So the next time you go into a group meeting with this thought that you have to have the answers and have the solution, let it go and say to yourself, I don't have to have the answer. As a matter of fact, I probably don't have the answer, but my associates, my colleagues, my direct reports probably do. And if they don't, then I'm the one that has to facilitate that process by asking stimulating questions and being open to hearing ideas and views and opinions that I may not have heard before. Just try that and track that and see if it makes a difference. See if it takes a burden off your shoulder of thinking that you're the one that has to have the answer, because that's myth number one. And stay tuned, because we'll deal with six more myths that I've heard as I've made my way around the world teaching leaders how to become more effective.